Just kind of get right to it here tonight as we get going, and with kind of sort of the obvious, and before we get to do really anything else, before we cover any kind of background or take care of any natural details or whatever, and get right into what we kind of need to take care of first, and that is just making sure that our heart's in the right place with God. Most of us have been around Christianity for a little while now, and some of us it's newer. That doesn't matter. We all understand what it means to need to come before Him and just take care of business. And so tonight what we want to do is just take about 10 minutes right now of solitude. And I know that the solitude thing can be really scary. You know, most of us really have some struggles with that and everything. We're going to talk about that a little bit this weekend as well. We kind of have to have some background noise to focus sometimes. And that's not just an ADD thing that needs to be treated with drugs. That's just kind of a culture thing a lot of us need to kind of get past, where we just have to have some noise. And there is something profound about the quiet place. In fact, one translation, when Elijah is up meeting with God on the mountain, one translation says that he met with God in the sheer silence. Making sure that we understand that there's nothing else going on. Sheer silence. And so we're gonna spend a little bit of time with that kind of thing going on this weekend. It's not going to be like we're going to take vows of silence and that kind of thing. But we're going to take some time to really connect with God and maybe a little bit different ways than we have before. And part of this is just taking the time to discipline ourselves to do that. And so kind of this quiet place, you know, usually this kind of time you've got some music playing in the background or we've got... in the background, we've got some stuff playing. You know, in the chaos, we kind of imagine that, what that looks like, and everything. We've got, you know, there's something playing in our heads in the background, and what ends up happening, we end up focusing on that instead of focusing on Jesus and what it is that He's speaking to us. And so, we're going to discipline ourselves a little bit over this weekend as well, doing some of these things and kind of taking a look at some of this stuff. So we're going to start with about 10 minutes. In the presence of God and just dealing with some stuff. And so what I want you to do, if you're the kind of person that it's just really helpful to kind of write that down in a notebook or something, you're welcome to take a journal of some sort, whatever, and do that. But we just want to take about 10 minutes to just hit our knees and just ask God to search our hearts and just take the time to repent of whatever it is that we need to deal with. And we don't talk about this that often, and I'm going to back up just a moment and kind of give you a little bit a process to kind of be thinking about as you go through that. And remember, what we want to do is acknowledge our sin. We want to confess it to Him. So when we recognize whatever sin there is, something that happened this week that we need to leave behind, we confess it to Him. He already knows it, but we need to have a little conversation with Him. It's sort of like when you mess something up with a friend. They know it, but you need to kind of come and talk to him about it. You know, you don't just say, "Hey, everything didn't go well this last year. Is it all good?" Yeah, I mean, you know, that doesn't really do it, you know. You go, "Hey, that's how I relate." That's surfacey, and you can relate better than that. That's kind of all of us need to grow in some of this. So take a moment and confess our specific sin to God. Lord, I confess to you this, okay? So we confess it to Him, confess it to ourselves. Sometimes we don't even want to mention it ourselves, so we've got to sort of just get the confession thing happening in our own hearts. But then confess it to Him, all right? Acknowledging our sin, and then we need to ask His forgiveness, receive His forgiveness, forgive ourselves, and walk away from the whole thing. So confess it, repent, receive His forgiveness as we ask His forgiveness, and walk away from it. So if you had a tough time, maybe you bailed on something you're supposed to be doing this week, maybe you didn't study for a test you're supposed to study for, whatever. Well, I confess to you, I was lazy. I didn't study. I was doing this instead. Whatever, I confess that. I acknowledge my sin to you. Lord, I repent. I turn from my sin. I turn back to you in acknowledging this. I repent of it, Lord. I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. I receive your forgiveness. I'm not going to be dragging this around, and I'm going to walk away from this. And sometimes we've got to forgive ourselves as well because we're struggling with something. So take the time to do that. It's really helpful to kind of walk through that instead of just saying, "Oh, there it is. Sorry, God," and move on. Take the time to look at it, all right, and we'll do that. So take about 10 minutes. The Holy Spirit's great about showing us what needs to be taken care of, and let's do that. So confess, repent, ask forgiveness, receive forgiveness, all right, and just kind of keep it at that. You're welcome to sit here at a chair. You're welcome to go here into a quiet place. We're going to take some time in some quiet places over this weekend. And so you're welcome to go somewhere out here in the sanctuary. Please don't go up above or whatever. We want to stay kind of within earshot and that sort of thing. And we trust you and all that, but we want you to be able to hear and everything. And so please don't go to the secret place like, ha, 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 I'm in the secret place. They'll never find me. That's not it, all right? That's a different thing. And so let's go spend some time in the presence of God. About 10 minutes just taking care of business. And then we'll come back and get some things going, all right? Yes, Suzanne.